are into hour number three, 6 p.m. Central, from the vaunted historic InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. We're doing the deeper dive. This is just the surface, but nobody goes this deep, which tells you how scary it is. It's a lot worse than I can even show you. I mean, I can do hours of them ramming over, killing hundreds with trucks in Germany and everywhere else in New York, and then it being covered up. And they go, a truck attacked. I can show you hours of them pulling down Christmas trees and burning churches and burning cathedrals and the imam saying we're going to do it, which I'm going to show you some of that. But it just goes on and on. And then their current statements about how they're launching their big takeover. But we are mainly focusing on Europe being attacked. What about the fact that Islam, for 1,300 years, it took them about 100 to get going, has gone taken over North Africa, taken over much of West Africa, and is now going into Central Africa and into Nigeria in Western Africa, and just mass murdering and going in, taking control of governments, paying off the other, you know, surrounding Christian or animus groups, you know, people that worship rocks and trees and all that. And it's just out of control. And Islam is fully mobilized. You know, members of it give most of their money, and they're told go out and steal money, go out and run fraud, slavery, sex slavery, drug dealing, you name it, and give it to the political leaders to take over. It's a war machine. So here's a clip of just a gentleman, anybody can look this up, it's all true, talking about the massive Islamic invasion into areas of Africa not yet conquered. Here it is.
They butchered and slaughtered their way through the north, and now they're pushing into the central part of Nigeria. There's at least, I believe, three parts of the Nigerian Federation where Sharia law is being implemented. There's widespread persecution of Christians in northern Nigeria. They're being killed in their tens of thousands, Liam. The world doesn't care.
The world doesn't know.
The world doesn't want to know. The Western liberal Guardian Easter media wanted to put a spotlight on it, they could. They're making a deliberate choice not to. I mean, they do it with Palestine and Israel. But the reason why they're not focusing on the story in northern Nigeria is because it doesn't fit the liberal narrative. In the liberal narrative, Muslims don't persecute Christians. In reality, there isn't a single Muslim majority.
Yeah, there's numbers. Even the UN admits the vast majority of persecution in the world is of Christians, and almost all of it is Muslims doing it. Now, here's a nice Somali man here in the U.S., says he's getting fed up with the West declaring they will have to go home, and he's going to go home. Says he doesn't know what it's going to be like. He's never been there. Well, he's about to find out. But the point is, we saved Ilhan Omar's family with the ruling party there, slave masters, all of it. And then she tells you about how you're a slave master. You have nothing to do with it. And then again, he didn't mention all the other countries like Sudan, where the Muslims have come in and are mass murdering all the Christians for decades, pushing them into the south, bombing them with bombers they have. I mean, it's just crazy. But listen to this naive American Somali who says he's going back to Somalia. Well, I'd love to make a documentary about that. Here it is.
All roads lead to Mogadishu, Somalia. I've booked my flight. I've booked my flight. By the end of this year, I'm moving to Somalia full time, bro. The West does not want us here anymore, so it's cool. We're cutting. You men are saying all roads lead to Rome. I'm saying all roads lead to Somalia, bro. I'm going to start up a new life there. I don't know who I'm going to meet. I might meet some criminals on the run, but that's live. I'm trying to meet some drill rappers. I'm trying to meet a few people out there. I'm not only going to be going to Mogadishu. Obviously, the whole country is non-extradition treaty, innit? Even though I can't, like, why am I saying that? Because I'm not even a criminal. But, bro, do you get what I'm saying? I'm tired of London. I'm tired of Northwest London. I'm tired of this whole city, bro. All roads lead to Rome, Banna. All roads are leading to Mogadishu, Somalia, bro. I'm moving. I'm gone. Muslim country. We're going to rebuild our country from the ground up, and I'm going to be the first one to do it, bro. Let's go. End of this year, it's to Somalia. Here we go. I can't wait.
Correction. Bro, I was saying American Somali. He's in London. So he goes, well, I know they're criminals. You have piracy and slavery. I'm going to go over there. They're going to rob his ass and kill him, I predict, in the first week. I mean, literally the most dangerous, insane country on earth. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us and share those live feeds.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right. You heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down. And now here we are dominating the Apple store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way. So if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
So we look at the Chi-Coms, we look at the globalists, we look at the Rothschilds and the Israeli operatives, we look at the BlackRock syndicates, you know, we look at all the big pieces. But Islam in the West is going into its push us out, dominate us phase, and then totally enslave us and kill us comes after that. I mean, just absolute hell on earth. And attacking all the different Christmas events, you name it, it's now starting here in the U.S. The ramming over hundreds, even per event, with the trucks, burning down tens of thousands of churches in Europe. But let's zoom in just some on the United States. Now we're learning it's not hundreds of millions in Minneapolis, St. Paul being stolen. It's billions. Signing up, saying their kids have autism, don't. Getting hundreds of millions of dollars, saying they're feeding starving kids. There's not even a facility. You see it in Michigan, you know, just constant Medicare, Medicaid fraud, not even a medical office. And then you've got leftist judges that look like they're 10 years old, Soros judges, letting them go. When juries convict them, they say, I overturn it. Now they're under criminal investigation because it's billions of dollars, folks. And they're buying everybody off. Infuriating. It's been confirmed that Minnesota Somalis haven't stolen millions from American taxpayers through fraud. They've stolen billions. And then that goes into the look at the judge. Looks like she's 10 years old. Minnesota Senator Michael Holstrom is calling on the county judge Sarah West to unseal the documents in the case. She overturned a jury's verdict. This particular Muslim was found guilty of stealing $7.2 million from taxpayers in the Medicare fraud. There was no office. It was just a P.O. box. No one was treated, nothing. And she just overturned it, but won't say why. She said it was circumstantial evidence. Oh, okay. No medical facility, advertising and saying he treated tens of thousands, and it's open and shut, but she let him go because there's a payroll going on. They've caught a bunch of Somalis in other cases threatening jurors and trying to buy them off in Minneapolis. So let's go to those clips. Then let's go to Rashid Tlaib there in Michigan. And then it cuts to clips of rallies 2 days ago where they're chanting death to America with tens of thousands of Muslims. Then we've got a Muslim cleric, listen carefully, says having sex with a nine-year-old is okay because Muhammad did it. Dovetails Islamic scholar, Christian and Jews are monkeys and pigs, need to be killed. Ilhan Omar, her real history. They got all these arrogant Islamic women making jokes about how they're ripping us off and what idiots we are. Work, you pigs, for me. Meanwhile, ICE has begun raiding Somali hangouts and clubs because Biden just said they were all legal, just automatically allowed to stay here. Well, Trump reversed that, so they're not laughing now. So we'll play those deportation clips. And then we've got Piers Morgan, England's 70% white. Tucker, London is now 36% white within 40 years. Tucker, it was 99% in 1945. And he's like, well, I like the food better, so it's okay. Wow. Then you got Minnesota's largest teacher union teaching that whiteness is inherently evil. So people help themselves, allow themselves to be destroyed. Then you have them marrying and raping eight-year-olds. They complain they're killed. Got the videos of Muslims took over Europe, now they're taking over the United States. Some of the crazy stuff they're up to, the things they're doing. Got Afghans getting pulled over, just shooting police for no reason. You got Muslims attacking and destroying a Catholic bookstore in France. It's just what they do. You have Germany with Stockholm Syndrome bringing the Muslims in to do their Muslim teaching inside the churches. It just goes on and on and on. But there's just so many of these clips. You got this guy running around, Changner taking over. Then I'm going to get to the really hardcore stuff and the attacks on Christians. But let's go ahead and start rolling those clips.
Did money from Minnesota taxpayers earmarked to feed hungry children wind up in the hands of a Somali terrorist group? The allegations center around a massive welfare fraud case being brought in Minnesota. A 78th defendant was charged just today. And now reports are coming out that some of the stolen money may have wound up in the hands of Al-Shabaab, a Somali-based terror group. In response, President Trump says he intends to end deportation protections for about 700 Somali nationals in Minnesota, calling Minnesota a, quote, hub for Somali gang networks, though he's provided no evidence for that. So what are the facts on the ground? Investigative correspondent Rich McHugh is at the federal courthouse in Minneapolis, Minnesota for us tonight. Rich, what are you learning?
Hi, Elizabeth. Well, we're at the federal courthouse where that 78th indictment came down just a few hours ago. All of it tied to Feeding Our Future. That's the corrupt nonprofit at the center of all of this fraud. We spoke with current and former federal sources, and they tell us billions have been stolen since 2019, that Minnesota is just riddled with fraud, and that a lot of this money goes back to Somalia, and a cut of all that money has gone to the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group Al-Shabaab. But I want to, reset this for viewers because it's complicated. This all stems from Feeding Our Future. That's the largest COVID fraud ever. These criminals opened more than 200 federal child nutrition program sites throughout Minnesota, and sites lied, claimed to be serving meals to thousands of children a day. They created fake attendance rosters, fake invoices, and the government reimbursed them. David Gaither, he's a former state senator here. He saw this firsthand.
Rich, this is the Sapphire restaurant in downtown Minneapolis. This is the epicenter of some of the biggest fraud and waste and abuse in this area. The owner right now is currently in jail, federal jail. This restaurant, which seats about 35, supposedly served 18,000 plus meals a day.
A day?
A day for 7 months.
Okay.
18,000 plus.
Now, Minnesota Rep. Ilhan Omar, she was a fixture at this restaurant, the Safari, during her run for office. I think we have a photo of her at the restaurant with her supporters in 2018. Feeding Our Future, that's that corrupt nonprofit. It was the epicenter of it, but others spawned from it. There were home relocation services, child autism. They were bilking $399 million in services fraud in 2023 alone. To date, 86 people have been indicted and counting. Federal authorities tell News Nation 79 of them are of Somali descent.
We've been holding accountable those that are the perpetrators of the crime, but we are not holding accountable those that created the opportunity to have those perps do what they did.
And that would be?
The policymaker, the attorney general, and the administration.
Now, federal sources that we've spoken to, several of them, said the same thing to me, Elizabeth. They say there's a saying in the Somali community here that when it rains in Minneapolis, umbrellas go up in Mogadishu. That just about sums it up. Back to you.
Wow. Almost 100 people charged in this scheme so far. Rich McHugh reporting in Minneapolis. Thanks so much.
Look at this room, motherfuckers. We ain't going anywhere. Political structures that I have to work in, that we all are surrounded by, was built on slavery and genocide and rape and oppression. Real change doesn't come from the cowards and warmongers in Congress. It comes from the streets. It comes from all of us mobilizing and seizing the power to resist and fight back. Gaza is the compass in this country. Now we're in Congress, and we're every corner of the United States.
It's in your interest, because it's in the Ummah's interest, for American hegemony to decline in the world. And you have to think, as an American Muslim, how are you going to contribute to that? American power is receding, China's power is rising, and that is slowly opening up a space in the Muslim world.
We're in the belly of the beast. We are in the heart of U.S. empire. We are here in the belly of the insatiable imperial beast.
Here in North America, in the U.S., the belly of the beast, the heart of empire.
We have to bring down this empire with 1 million cuts.
We will be hitting empire where it hurts most. Bring empire to its knees.
Dismantling the heart of empire is not easy, and it won't be rapid. But we know it's possible.
This panel, y'all, is talking about what is next. To strike at the heart of empire.
We actually need to crash the U.S. settler state. So we have to struggle to crash things here. And my students were very, very clear about this. We have to struggle for indigenous sovereignty right here.
Seek to dismantle the United States. I hope you seek to dismantle the United States. And if that isn't your politics, okay? I speak as if everybody has this commitment. And the thing is that you should. You should listen to indigenous people when they're telling you that this is the goal.
And as always, I cannot wait for the West to fall.
And that's how empires really should fall. The empire should, that's how we really want them to fall. We want it to fall just like the Quraysh fell in the time of our prophet. Prayers and peace be upon him.
If Palestine is liberated, this means this is a nail to dismantle the United States of America.
It is our job to destroy imperialism, destroy the United States, and destroy capitalism.
I've spoken a lot about dismantling the American empire, dismantling this imperium. Are we ever going to see the end of this empire? Like, would we see the end of this empire in our lifetime? Like, how realistic is it to dismantle this imperium?
All empires fall. Fall of the empire is inevitable. Inevitable.
What on earth is this empire going to be overtaken? How is a country like America, which spends 13 times more than the next 10 countries combined in military spending with more nuclear warheads than some countries have tanks, how is a country like this going to be defeated? And my conclusion is, it's most likely going to be from within.
This change must come, and in the form that it must come is that this empire, the American empire that's been hurting our people, since the beginning, the imperial Western powers that have been hurting our people since the beginning, they must fall. And inshallah, they will fall.
To conquer these two civilizations, you're going to be in charge of this land. That Islamic civilization is going to be supreme.
Time will come that you will destroy the two biggest superpowers. We need to organize. We need to come together. We need to be united.
We know what America plans. يَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ Allah says, they plan and we plan.
Need to know the United States as an economy, as a superpower is falling down. This is the time now, they're weak. It's the time now to go and do jihad and call them for the, to accept Islam and implement Islam on them.
Al-Mawdi Africa!
Al-Mawdi Africa!
Al-Mawdi Africa! Al-Mawdi Africa!
Not a great look. The mayor condemned it. The White House condemned it. But what about Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib? She reps Dearborn. Is she okay with her constituents chanting death to America? Fox Business correspondent Hillary Vaughn asked her. Watch.
Congresswoman Tlaib.
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
I do not talk to Fox News.
But do you condemn chants of death to America?
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting death to America? Why are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News is not, listen, using racist tropes towards my community is what Fox News is about, and I don't talk to Fox News.
Is death to America racist? Is chanting death to America racist?
I'm talking about your guys' racist tropes. You know, you guys know exactly what you do. I know you're Islamophobic, but you guys gotta go deal with it on your own self. You're not gonna use me.
This is actually Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam do with Aisha. He saved her and he married her when she was 6 years old, and he lived with her when she reached the 9 years old.
And then he had sex with her
after that.
When she ready?
Yeah.
When she ready?
She menstruated at nine, and then he had sex.
When she ready? They know that she is ready. They have the physical relation.
May I ask a question? Why do you consider that as pedophilia?
I think
than a 9-year-old is still a child. So I consider having sex with a 9-year-old to be pedophilia.
But it has already passed that stage. It's not. She became an adult. She finished a stage and entered a new stage. With it, it is considered as an adult. She's physically grown. She has the ability to bear. Like, if she gets married, she can get pregnant.
Christian and Jews are monkeys and pigs to us. You know, that's what Allah called them. Allah called them so. So we believe that, and it was easy for us to kill because they are not real human.
Let's take Ilhan Omar as an example, okay? She comes from a family, and they call her a refugee who came from Somalia, right? They call her a refugee. Her family were the governing party, the Marxist Islamist government in Somalia, who were overthrown and then fled. Now, technically, that makes her a refugee, but she wasn't fleeing oppression, or rather, her family weren't fleeing oppression. They were fleeing justice. They were fleeing their own people, holding them to account for the dictatorship that they had established. So you have people like the Omar family, and what do? Do they come to America and see America and go, okay, this is pretty cool. They're not oppressing each other. Let's be part of this. No, they go, hey, how can we oppress them? You know, how can we bring Marxism to America? That's the thought process. And it may be a passive thought process, but it's the thought process.
Back it up because I got to read it because she's speaking in whatever it is, Arabic. So I can play you hours of this. The arrogance. You're here to pay for us. We hate your country. Give us the money. So what? And we've got a lady in English running her mouth about it as well. She's obviously one of the converts they snatched up. Probably she was 8 years old. She's now in the Stockholm Syndrome. But just listen to these ladies. I'll read the subtitles for radio listeners. Here it is. I don't belong. Go slow. Start. She's gibbering quickly. Go back to first. I don't belong here. I have not told you I belong here. That's why I destroy and take so much I can. Yeah, they have them robbing stores and stuff. And collect all your tax money. All benefits that you can get here in Sweden. I use it to the max. To that's max, and you can't do anything about it.
To the job center, right? And I just wanted to say a quick thank you to everyone who pays their taxes, because without you, I wouldn't be where I am today. Like, the fact that I can still go out about my day and still do my things and get paid for not doing absolutely anything because of others who are working and paying their taxes. I don't think I've ever said thank you. So, genuinely speaking, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much, and keep up the good work.
Total arrogance. Absolute total arrogance. Well, not so arrogant in Minneapolis, Minnesota, because they'd all just been legalized but not made citizens, and Trump's grabbing thousands of people up there. All the little smarty pantses and people are getting shipped back. Here's a few clips of those raids for you.
Ran in the spot. I just came to the club to have a good time, fam. I don't know what the fuck going on. Let's go. This shit funny as hell. This shit like the county. They just did a jet raid.
So he's going back to his paradise. With all the rocket scientists. By the way, I had a clip here, I don't know where it was, of there's zero immigration into Poland from the Muslims, so they kick them out. You see what the police do there when they try to attack people. And Now the EU's trying to make them take them. But here's Piers Morgan. There's a bunch of these clips. I'm going to play them all with Tucker. And he's like, you know, we just surrender to Islam because the food's so good. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, Indian food used to be Hindu food. I guess the Muslims were taking over there. But what are you talking about? Just total crap. But just listen to Piers Morgan.
Well, it changed London.
Why do you look at this and see a wrecked country? I don't.
Well, I don't see an English country. So we're in the city of London now.
What do you mean there? What do you mean by that?
It's not... Well, people whose ancestors built Stonehenge are not here anymore. So the city of London is 36% white, and that's happened in the last, I don't know, 40 years.
But England is about 70% white.
England.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it was 99% in 1945.
Okay, so we've evolved.
Muslims first took over parks in Europe, then the parks in Canada. Now they're doing it here. Let's roll some footage. Let's play clip 93 and 94 back to back. This is Dallas, Texas, Dearborn, Michigan, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then the chants, many of them are death to America. Let's stop there and move on. Here's just a clip of Islamists and far-left activists targeting a Catholic bookstore in France, claiming it's fascist for selling Bibles, Christian books, and statues of Jesus and Mary. By the way, we haven't gotten literally violent stuff, stabbing babies in baby carriages, stabbing people on trains, throwing people in front of trains, throwing people off roofs. I mean, we could show you just hours of that, or trucks just ramming over Christmas events all over Europe. Somebody's just killing hundreds in one swath, or just the last week, thousands of Muslims storming through, beating people up at Christmas events. You tell them they're all scum. It just goes on and on. Yeah, that's just the Palestinian folks coming and taking over Christmas, stealing, throwing smoke bombs around. But let's go to the footage of them attacking the Catholic bookstore and then move on to this fellow here in the United States who's running around chanting revolution. Here it is. And how do people respond? Let's go out to break with clip 98. This is all over German churches. In England, they make the kids at public schools bow down every day and pray to Allah. I have the footage of that just this week in major schools. But this is the Stockholm Syndrome, having them come and do their Islamic prayers in the church. Roll that. They won't burn down their church if they do this or drive a truck over them. All right, we're going to go to break. And I'm going to go ahead and show you trucks running over people and a little bit of stabbing babies and baby carriages. Just a little sampling of thousands of churches burned down. You are beyond insane if you don't support us, if you don't support this broadcast. I mean, I'm being honest. It's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. It's like going into the Sahara Desert without a canteen of water. It's like sticking your wiener, you know, in somebody that's got 14 diseases without a condom. Sorry for the gross thing. The point is, shouldn't do it anyway. The point is that I need your support. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that works really great. Like I said, I've opened a restaurant to be the best food, best prices, best atmosphere, quality, service, because I want you to come in 1,000 times. I want a relationship with you. The products are insane. Ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, not a sexy name, but what it does for your hair, skin, and whole body, everything else is insanely good. And we got the biggest sale in the history of the olive.com right now, running until Friday. Black Friday comes early. Buy any supplement You can buy a supplement that costs $20 and then get a $40 supplement for free. It's not just buy one, get another free of the same thing. We've done that quite a few times. This is buy any supplement, get any other one free. All the new designs, all the new apparel in, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel in the world. Now 670-something designs, ball caps, you name it. 25% off on all that and a bunch of other insane sales. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers. Anybody, anything should be a VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Share the live feeds. You are the backers of this operation. You are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarsStore.com, where we got probably the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body's Ultimate Turmeric, 95% Turmeroid. Those are both 40% off. I want to thank you all for your past support, but you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in global awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. So as all of our family members in the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, that now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war and their plans for insurrection and their plans for military coups just to be, sound scary. And then now they're openly calling for it. U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them. And it's the last move they've got. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I can show you hundreds of videos in Seattle, New York City, Toronto, but the main videos, Germany, France, Sweden, the UK, where in the last 10 years, as you know, they had open, beautiful Christmas markets. You ever been to Europe? I mean, it is just magic. All the Christmas trees, the songs, the food, the people singing carols. And to the Muslims, it's like a fly to, you know what, or moths to flame. I mean, they come in, see that truck, and they just plow. Men, women, they've killed up to 89 in one attack. And then when one hits, more hit. Now that they put up these barriers, huge barriers up everywhere, without looking, I saw hundreds of videos the last week since the Christmas stuff came out in Europe of the Muslims pissed. Thousands, tens of thousands marching in, screaming. People get stabbed. People get attacked. They beat people up. They attack. Their favorite thing is to stab babies in the face if they're in a stroller. That's their main target. And they just come stomping in, screaming, yelling, and saying that Christmas is evil, Christmas is bad. You have over 10,000 churches burned in the last decade in Europe. Almost every case is a Muslim. They want to prosecute most of the time. Same thing in the UK. Now it started in Canada, the United States, Australia, New Zealand. And then you look at the Philippines that the Muslims have been invading for 1,000 years, and you'll see 27 killed at Catholic Church. And then we show you the footage. You know, in fact, I'm going hardcore the next few weeks. I'm going to do a couple hours in the next few days, just them stabbing, murdering, bombing, throwing people off roofs. We'll provide an hour just to show, because they film it, walking in with machine guns and just shooting Catholics in the Philippines and then grabbing the statue of Jesus and smashing it. And then all the footage in Europe and the U.S. where they come in and threaten the churches. I'm going to kill you as soon as I can. I mean, this is really nice. This is really friendly. This is really sweet. And then the left's like, oh, they're mad about Israel. No, they just, some of them use that as the cover, but they got their own flags flying, all this stuff. So some people say, oh, we need to be anti-Israel all the time. You can dislike some things Israel's doing all day long and have problems with Netanyahu. I do. And not want to manipulate our politics and get us into wars. And then they flood us with refugees. But it's like, I don't want to be bit by a cobra or a rattlesnake. It's two separate deals. You got a lot of populist and right-wingers literally saying, oh, no, Islam's not a problem. You're an idiot. Get out of your mother's basement. Learn. Wherever you're at, you're not seeing what's going on. My wife last week forgot something she wanted to get at the grocery store. I'd gone to bed early. I usually go to bed about 10 or 11, but I went to bed at like 9. Next morning, she says, I'm really upset. A guy in a bathrobe, you know, the Islamic outfit, she's at H-E-B and coming out of the thing like 10 o'clock at night. And, you know, she's attractive and she wasn't all dressed up or anything. She said she's wearing yoga pants. And he sees her, you know, under the streetlight right there where she's putting groceries in. And someone says, you should not be out here at night. It is not safe for you. Someone could do something to you. You need to go home. You should not be out by yourself. And that's because I got all these imams saying, if a woman's out on her own, unattended, she's fair game. Because she has tempted you and she has committed the crime. And in their countries, they rape you. If you complain, you have committed the sin of adultery. You are executed. I mean, this is a nightmare, folks. Absolute nightmare. And back when I had a French bulldog, and before that, Labradors, I've been so busy, I haven't got other dogs since my dog died of cancer, Captain, like 6, 7 years ago, I believe it's like yesterday. I have repeatedly had Muslims come up to me at parks and say, that is an unclean animal. You really shouldn't have a dog. And they believe they're telling you the right thing. They believe that's an okay thing to do. So, it's not as if they're not tolerant. They're trying to conquer us. Yeah, and then the media always, oh, a car, a rogue truck did this, while they scream Allah Akbar and attack the New Orleans events in January of this year. So let's hear from the imams. An Islamic scholar in Europe urges Muslims not to celebrate Christmas, saying they can only drink egg punch. Why, if they hate Christians, do they invade countries? And he's saying only if you're posing, because you're allowed to do that in the Quran, is not a Muslim to infiltrate, and you even drink eggnog. Look at this guy. Talking about Christians and others. And then this is just recent footage. She's very angry. She's at a mall and attacks a Christmas tree. And she's saying because it's not Islamic. More footage attacking, tearing down Christmas trees. London, you know, taking over the Christmas event a couple nights ago, going into the Christmas event, throwing smoke bombs at people. Just goes on and on. I'll show you hours of that. Go ahead and play 68, 47, 34. I just marked these. 35, 38, 3. And then we'll get into some of the other areas. Oh, yeah. Skip over 54. Get to that later. 55. So 55 comes after 3. Because they were doing it in New York a couple nights ago, too. And again, here it's like, oh, we're mad about Palestine. Oh, yeah, right. No. You hate any religions that are not yours. Buddhism, Hinduism, Zoroastrianism, Catholicism, Protestantism. It's in your book that everybody else has to convert or die. And that you can screw 9-year-olds. And if you have sex as a man with another adult man, you get executed. But if it's a boy, it's okay. I mean, come on, people. Come on, people. And the left loves it. In fact, there was clips I thought I sent of, like, all these liberal women are converting to it and how much they love Islam here in America. And you see the gay pride parades and the trannies going out for Palestine and Islam. I mean, these are Stockholm Syndrome to the max. But why are the globalists allied with it? I'll get to that later. We're continuing on for another hour and 20 minutes. This is just a, by the way, this stack I got ready in the last couple weeks. This stack is bigger than all of these combined. This is the imams and their statements and everything. So, this is probably 150 things. I've only got about half of these stacks today, so I'm trying here, folks. I'm trying. So, let's hear it from the Muslim scholars themselves. And again, oh my gosh, the patriarchy, capitalism, men having jobs, families, nuclear families are bad, but Islam's good. Because Western men have become cucked and have been taught to be emasculated and taught to have Stockholm Syndrome, and now literal barbarian age psycho war cult is taking over, who, by the way, is so incredibly inbred. Like, where are those clips? I know I sent them to you. I've got all these clips where they're like, no, it's good to marry your family. It's good. And you have the majority of people with birth defects in Europe and the UK are Pakistanis. And it's mainly one group from one region where sex slavery is the main business. And women are literally like animals. And they say, no, no, it's good to marry your family because the Quran says so. I mean, do you people understand what we're dealing with? But just on Christmas, let's hear from the Islamists and watch them. This is just Christmas stuff they attack. You know what? This week, I'm going to give you churches all over Europe, all over the Pacific Ocean, all over Africa. We're going to show you them coming into churches in Sudan and Nigeria and just mowing men, shopping malls in Kenya. Problem is, there's just too much. I'm going to say, if your discretion advised, it'd be like Faces of Death on steroids. I'm going to show you when they took over Libya, taking the blacks and making them eat dead bodies so they would go to hell under Islam and then blowing their heads off, giant lines of just people being murdered in mass, them calling them raisin heads in Arabic, black scum. I mean, I'm just going to dig it all up and I'm going to give it all to you. So then left-wing and right-wing worshipers of Islam pecking at me saying, oh, the Israeli work for them. No, I expose Israel all day, but we're not going to sit there and not cover other major issues. You understand? So let's go ahead and hear what they have to say about Christmas and about Christians. Here it is.
This is a reminder that celebrating Christmas is not halal. Putting up a Christmas tree is not halal. Wishing people a happy Christmas or a merry Christmas is not halal. Putting up red, white, and green lights or clothing or decoration is not halal. Attending Christmas parties is also not halal. Giving people gifts or presents on Christmas is also not halal. Drinking eggnog is actually halal, unless you're doing it to imitate the non-Muslims. The reason for all of this is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum," that whoever imitates a people, then he is one of them. So as a Muslim, you should be confident in your religion. Be proud that you are a Muslim. Don't try to be someone that you are not.
We see that the Christians celebrate the so-called birth of Isa alayhi salam, which is a pagan holiday. These rogue liars make claims against Allah Jalla wa Ala that are mind-blowing. So much so that hearts turn away from the beginning of every Gregorian year. They make the celebration claiming that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a wife and a child. How can a Muslim after this celebrate, congratulate, intermingle with these kuffar claiming that Allah Jalla wa Ala has a wife and has a child? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath is upon them. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala means, indeed you have brought forth a terrible evil thing. And do not fall, ya ikhwa, for the interfaith nonsense. These people who give khutab and come to the masajid, claiming that the Yahud are not kuffar, the Nasara are not kuffar. No one is kafir. We're all the children of Adam. We worship Allah differently. Brothers in humanity, don't fall for this, ya ikhwa. This is the new thing that is going on today.
You know, your radio listener, she sees in a mall a Christmas tree and goes completely insane, starts attacking. And they got, again, our little friends attacking Christmas trees all over the place. This is this year. They really love our culture. They really love it. And, of course, this got adopted by Christianity. It's ancient Germanic tribes. Middle of the winter would bring in trees and light candles, you know, light fires on them, just, you know, wanting the sun to come back. It's pretty. It's nice. God loves it. It's not, God judges the heart. It's not bad, but not these guys. Under Islam, you can't have any idols, but they got idols everywhere. On top of their mosque, all over the place. What adorns the walls. Yeah, this is FF, the IDF. What's that have to do with storming Christmas events in England? Here they are a couple nights ago taking over in Brussels at a Christmas event, throwing smoke bombs, really beat up people. There's Muslims in Times Square, New York. We will not stop until Islam enters every home. Play clip 55.
We're done hiding. We're done. We're done being tortured and hurt and judged. This is the correct religion. This is the religion that all of humanity needs to be a part of Islam. And we will not stop until it enters every home. So I want you to repeat after me. I want to hear it in every single district. It should tremble. Brooklyn should hear it. The Bronx should hear it. Queens should hear it. Say it as if the Ummah depends on this, my brothers and sisters. La ilaha illallah! Worship except Allah, the God of Jesus, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, and the God of the last and final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh, it's the God of that, except we have one prophet and we decide everything. And we also fight with each other all day whenever we don't have somebody else to kill. Since I mentioned, here's just a few clips of imams talking about how good inbreeding is. Even though the majority of people in Europe and the UK with birth defects, look it up, are Pakistani because they're the kings of it. It lowers IQ, causes all sorts of problems. And I guarantee you go to that event in Times Square and you canvass them and they'll be proud of it. 80% of them don't even have jobs. But they're on a bunch of welfare and they're gaming the system all day long. You go to London, and it's just Muslims sitting around talking, smarting off to you everywhere. It's just thugs in tracksuits and pajama outfits. And there are women with beekeeper outfits on, pulling their masks up and eating under it. I mean, it's just a sick joke. But they're superior because Muhammad, literally a slaver, figured out how to take over one town by coming in, being friendly, getting enough of his people in, then driving them out. And he said, oh, I'm God. I decide what you do. You can screw kids. And we can take over. We're going to kill everybody and conquer the world. And it moved, expanded. Destroyed all the civilizations in its wake. I mean, let me tell you, it's not like the people in the Middle East, the Arabs and those other groups there, and the people in Iraq were stupid. It was the center of technology and innovation after the Roman Empire fell. And so much of what we have today comes from the people who were there. But now the inbreeding and all the rest of it, it is scary what's happening. They are just wrecking everything. All because of Muhammad. I mean, just wow. Absolutely incredible. And I can even show you before this rebirth of expansionist Islam, Iraq, Iran, all over the Middle East. I can show you a bunch of, in fact, that's a whole show I should do. Up to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Beautiful hotels, beautiful architecture, beautiful women, happy families. Yeah, they were Muslims, and they followed the moral angle of it, of not cheating on your wife and all that. But alcohol was here and there. Now it's destroyed. So it's very, very sad. Here's a couple clips of imams talking about how great it is to marry your first cousin.
So, O Muslims, cousin marriage is way better than, you know, not a cousin marriage, because I have Islamic proof. And if you do not take Islamic proof, then who are you to begin with, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had four daughters. Two of them, he married them to their first cousins. So then your elders tell you, hey, son, marry within your tribe. Marry your cousin if you can. They are right. They are calling you to sunnah. As long as the girl they're talking about is a practicing Muslim, it is upon you to marry her instead of somebody else.
Is it acceptable to marry my cousin? If you want to marry her, go ahead. It is halal. Now, for some reason, this is something people make fun of Muslims. Oh, go marry your cousin, go marry your cousin. Yo, bro, we marry cousins all the time. People have been marrying cousins for millions of years, bro. And yes, the chances of a birth defect might be increased, but it's not to the level where Allah knows us. Allah knows best. It's not to the level where it's going to be dangerous. My parents were cousins. Look how I turned out. I have brothers and sisters who married cousins. I have lots of people in my family who are cousins who are married. Absolutely not a single issue in any of my siblings' family ever. So, you want to marry a cousin, go ahead. You don't want to, go find a...
You ever seen the movie Deliverance with Burt Reynolds? It's really good. And the reason I say that is I've been in areas of Alabama and West Virginia when it was just such tiny communities that was inbreeding. And, I mean, you see the deformities. You see the people. I mean, they are all got genetic disorders. That stopped. British royals were inbreeding. They got totally screwed up. Yeah, that's what they look like. I mean, this is not good, folks. This is not good. Not good at all. Squeal like a piggy. So, wow. Absolutely insane. Let's go to these clips. Let's go to 72 and 73 with some of the history of Islam. And they give you out of the Quran the verses, so you can go read it for yourself. And then I've got a bunch of clips here. Believing in God is acceptable, but raping children is not. Listen to this. Then we'll play 50 and some B-roll of 70. Let's go ahead and play 72, 73, 50, and 70. Well, everybody's out partying. I'm doing this, folks, because I'm not going to be a slave. Go ahead and roll it.
Now, is this about assimilation? No, it's about domination. Here's a hadith. Muhammad, I have been ordered to wage war against mankind until they accept that there is no God but Allah, and they believe I am his prophet. So in other words, Muhammad says there is to be war until the whole world becomes Islamic. Again, I ask you, is this assimilation? No, it is annihilation. Another hadith. I have been ordered to fight the kafirs until every one of them admits there is only one God, and that is Allah, and I am his prophet. Again, here we have a doctrine not of assimilation, but annihilation. I call this the law of saturation. When Islam comes in, it's friendly enough, but over enough time, it rules all. And time may take centuries, but ultimately they do not assimilate, but they dominate. Now, there's only one place where there's been migration that didn't continue and it saturated all Islam, and that was with war. There were 700 years of war in Spain. There was war in the Balkans and war in Central Europe. So the only ways that Islam does not dominate is when there's war against it.
Sharia law forbids assimilation. So it's almost like there's a clash here. There's a culture who is desperate to assimilate Muslims, and Muslim culture is desperate not to be assimilated.
Islam didn't come to be accommodated into a secular world. Rather, Islam came to establish itself and accommodate all other people within the fold of Islam as Muslims or Ahl-e-Dhimma. Priority for them is for Muslims to be accepted in the West, so we can go about our lives in a secular, liberal world, allowing us to live as a bubble within this society so that we can pray, we can fast, and we can do what we want. But this is not what Islam came for. Islam didn't come for us to be accommodated in a non-Muslim world. Islam came to accommodate the world in Islam. Islam didn't come to be reformed. Islam came to reform us.
Islam hasn't come to fit in to the Indian system or the French system or the British system. Domination is when you have your own system, your own set of laws where you can apply.
I should be in charge. Me. I'm the ruler, not you. Like the government, the whole power structure, because Revelation said so, is illegitimate. The message of Islam is a political message that overturns the current power structure.
And puts you in charge. All right, let's stop there. Whole nother hour. And I haven't even given you the sickening stuff they do in the numbers, but you already know. That's why you've got to support this broadcast. I will take on the CIA. I will take on the Satanist. I will take on the globalist. I will take on the Chi-Coms. I will take on the Israel lobby. I will take on Hollywood. I will take on the corrupt elements of the FBI. I will do what is right. I'll take on big tech. I'll take on big pharma. I'll take them all on because I'm not a slave and I know good is going to win in the end. But when you see good men and good women fighting hard for the truth, you got to understand we're fighting for each other's shared future. And the Great Awakening's here. And I announce a crusade against all the forces of Satan, not just expansionist Islam. Please support this broadcast. Please buy the products at thealchemiststore.com. The biggest sale in our history, bar none, is right now until tomorrow night, Monday night at midnight. Buy any product, the widest selection of Patriot apparel to spread the word, the very best supplements. Everything is 60% off at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. And some of this stuff breaks even, but I want to get the shirts out there, the hats out there. I mean, 60% off these ball caps, like America First, that are so awesome, are not making any money, but it's okay because we want you to get the supplements, see how great they are, see reorder. Get Ultramethylene Blue, get Irish CMOS, get the Shilajit, get our turmeric. It's the best. It's incredible. It's all there right now for another 24 hours or so, like 28 hours or whatever. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. Be a VIP. You have even better deals. Now, the fourth hour straight ahead as we continue to expose the political world-conquering movement of Islam.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason because it is the final batch. Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and BodEase Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and BodEase Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the BodEase Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and BodEase Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWars.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger, a beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
I've been preaching about repentance from sin.
Allah.
That's right. Muhammad was a pedophile who dabbled in cross-dressing and some light necrophilia. You don't know Jesus Christ. You need Jesus. You know, I heard Allah Akbar. I'm waiting for the explosion to fall on next. Does anybody have any ticking going on in their shirts? It concerns me because Islam is the most violent religion that has ever existed. You lie to make your religion sound good. Allah is called the great deceiver, and God calls Satan the great deceiver. Muhammad couldn't even read or write. Muhammad had sex with a 9-year-old. He married a 6-year-old. But like a gentleman, he waited till she was 9 before he slept with her. But he did signs of her beforehand. He made her wash his clothes in a semen stain. That's the man you follow. That's the man who you want to emulate. You should emulate Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who became flesh to die for our sins. His blood can wash you clean. You don't have to desire children anymore. You don't have to worship a false god. You need the true God. Allah is Satan. Muhammad is the false prophet. Muhammad took Satan's name. And if you don't repent and turn to Jesus Christ, you're going to burn in hell along with your false prophet, Muhammad, who was also a power bottom, who let a bunch of black jinn ride him all night long. Shame on you. You need to go back to Saudi Arabia, get your disgusting, filthy, suicide bombing butts out of America and go back to where you came from. Your religion is nothing more than a political ideology masquerading as religion to take advantage of our religious freedom laws. We will not allow the Islamization of America any longer. Turn or burn. Turn to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Muhammad is dead. Muhammad's in hell. Muhammad can't save you. But
now I'm walking you through some thinking. Okay, go to the next one. So how many of the 963 people were unarmed? How many do you think were unarmed? Here we go. Go to the next slide. So here are the numbers. You said 400.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Little Piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. This little piggy went wee, 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 all the way home. And this little piggy burned down the New World Order. Let me see your war face, Schumer. Let me see your war face, Obama. Let me see your war face. Because what you're seeing from Trump and what you're seeing from people all over the world is our war face. And it's not just the face. It reflects the internal eruption. So good luck. But I commit myself into the hands of God. And I pray on the altar of God that I be given the discernment and the will and the strength and the support to remove the chains from humanity. So let's never forget the business that we are about and the time in which we live. They want to break our will. Don't just survive and persevere and not let them break your will. Instead, take the weight of their assault and use it as a tool to strengthen every fiber of your psyche, your soul, and who you are. And pledge with me, eternal resistance over every form of tyranny that has attacked the mind of man. And pledge, as he pledged 250 years ago, the great architect of our republic, Thomas Jefferson, I have sworn on the altar of God, eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Make that pledge and feel the universe open up. Step into the space-time continuum and realize we're sharing that same moment with Thomas Jefferson now. There is no past, there is no present, there is no future. There is only one endless, timeless moment. And absorb the void, and you will be there staring back at God.
The people that got killed, of 963, how many do you think were black?
600 will be black.
600.
And then, like, the rest will be, like, maybe Hispanic.
600 were black. What would you say?
Probably, like, 500.
Here we go. Oh. This is a thinking class right now. I'm walking you through some thinking. Okay, go to the next one. So how many of the 963 people were unarmed? How many do you think were unarmed? Here we go. Go to the next slide. So here are the numbers. You said 400, we're unarmed. You said 500, we're unarmed. What do you think about that number?
I'm actually kind of like shocked. I honestly thought like, I'm not saying like the media, like, I don't know, they just made it seem like, you know, the guy was innocent, you know, just crazy how 517 had a gun. I would think it would be less than that.
So 22 out of 233 black people who police killed in 2016 were unarmed. 22. So that means you have a 0.6 chance in a million of being unarmed, black skin, and killed by the police. If he stays unarmed, you say, bro, listen, despite of how you're dressed, despite of who you are, if you remain unarmed, right, that's the likelihood of you being killed by the police. If you're going to protest like that, but this whole thing is based on police violence against black and brown people. So if you're going to protest, really step out in this way. You got to know what you're protesting. Is it a genocide? So when I see someone holding a sign up that says, stop the genocide of black people at a protest, and I'm saying, I wouldn't call that a genocide. There's a lot happening here, but that's not what I would call it. It's really important that we know what we're talking about so that we can be confident and have realistic and good conversations.
Clapper.
Please, if you give my details, that basically means I don't have my grounds of arrest, which is code G. If you don't give me your name and address, I have grounds to arrest you. Google it, code of practice.
I'm being reasonable with you, sir. Okay. Before I give my details, yeah. I'd just like to ask some questions. Like, okay.
Is it in relation to this?
That's
or is it
absolutely. Out? That's what I'm okay. Yeah.
So before we get to the questions, can I just get your details and then we'll go there?
So what I said before is before I give my details, okay. I'd like to ask you some questions because I've got to understand what's happening.
Okay. What yeah. do you need to understand?
Thank you. So you referred to there being a hate crime, right?
Okay. I only have to tell you the allegation. I don't have to tell you
that's
exactly
fine.
What it is.
There's an allegation okay. of a hate crime.
An allegation that someone's got alarm distress in yeah, okay. a public place.
Public place, okay.
Okay. So, in a public place.
Okay, so someone felt the section is actually harassment,
alarm, and distress.
And distress,
yes. Okay. Obviously, I have to go find out the
thank
exact
you.
Facts
thank
and so on. So you're not giving me an opportunity to do that right now.
No, you'll keep interrupting when I'm talking. But I allowed you to speak.
You're not.
Yeah. So you finished or can I speak?
You can speak.
Thank
but,
you. Yeah, so before I give my detail, I just want to understand clearly what's happening. So, sir, so you're saying that someone from the member of the public
yeah.
has called you
yeah.
saying that they have received harassment, alarm, and distress because of a hate crime. Is that what you're saying?
What are you trying to say? Are you trying to quote them in exact words?
Huh?
Are you trying to quote them in exact
I'm
words?
I'm just understanding what's happening.
Okay, let me clarify.
Thank you.
Let me clarify. I have not met the victim.
Okay.
Yet.
Okay, you've not met them.
Like I said,
okay.
I've spoken to them on the phone.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. I don't have to disclose my investigation.
I never said you did.
I don't have to disclose the full allegation.
I never said you did, sir.
Right now. I still need to establish the full facts of offences.
That's right. I just want to know
right
for myself.
Now, right now, there's an allegation.
Yeah.
Based on the current allegation, I am telling you,
yeah.
I am going to go do my investigation.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask one more time. Yeah. Are you going to give your name?
I am going to give you my details.
Do you have ID with you as well?
I'm going to give you my details.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, sir, what I'm trying to understand
okay.
before I give my details
yeah.
is that, like I was saying, so someone called you reporting harassment, alarm and stress.
So let's clarify. Someone's called us.
Okay, wait.
People called us because they obviously have to
wait. So wait, wait.
So I am gonna.
One second. Yeah, I'm speaking. I'm speaking. So,
after the recent ban of Muslim Brotherhood in Jordan, I have a message to Western countries that still hosts the Brotherhood leaders and members. It's a message from those who know. The Muslim Brotherhood is not just a political movement. It is the ideological mother of some of the deadliest terrorist groups in the modern world. Since its founding, the Brotherhood has been crystal clear about its mission. Not reform, but domination. Not coexistence, but conquest. Throughout its history, violence has followed. In 1948, Brotherhood members assassinated Egyptian Prime Minister Mahmoud al-Nuqrashi. In 1979, their Syrian branch massacred 83 military cadets in the Aleppo Artillery School, targeted simply for belonging to the Alawite minority. In 1982, their uprising in Hama, Syria, triggered a battle that left tens of thousands dead. And in the 90s, Brotherhood ideologies inspired Al-Qaeda and other jihadi groups that carried out attacks across the Middle East and beyond. Yet, despite this bloody history, many Western countries still host Brotherhood leaders, treating them as moderates, allowing them to spread their ideology under the cover of religious freedom. This is a mistake, a deadly mistake. Europe, America, and the free world must understand the Muslim Brotherhood does not respect democracy. They use it until they are strong enough to replace it. Extremists do not come offering peace. They come offering destruction, first for their declared enemies, and then for the societies that gave them shelter. If you do not heed the warnings from Egypt, Jordan, Israel, and others who have seen the true face of the Brotherhood, you could be next. God forbid. History has already written the warning. Now the question is, will you listen? Extremism thrives when good people stay silent.
Finally, there's some more people standing up against the Muslims that are trying to take over Dearborn, Michigan. Watch this.
Noah Mullins, Grand Rapids.
Council, I have the privilege of serving as the Turning Point USA chapter president at Grand Valley State University in Allendale, Michigan, and I have traveled home tonight to speak with you because of how disturbed I am by recent events in this city. On September 8, 2025, leaders of this city made their allegiance clear. Osama Sablani is a terrorist sympathizer, full stop. I speak on behalf of Americans everywhere when I say that renaming the corner of Warren Avenue and Chase to honor this individual stands against everything this great country represents. Americans do not stand by silently when Hamas and Hezbollah terrorists slaughter innocent men, women, and children. Neither does Mr. Sablani. But instead of denouncing these terrorist organizations like Americans should, he describes Hamas as freedom fighters and describes the former leader of Hezbollah as a hero. I was born in this city, and I no longer recognize my beloved Dearborn. On September 9th, Mayor Hamud decided to add insult to injury and rebuke a Dearborn resident who brought to light this very issue. Mayor, know that your rebuke of me will fail to make me yield and that you have revealed your true nature to all of us. As if these two events weren't enough, the city has also decided to not enforce their own noise ordinances by allowing the Islamic call to prayer from local mosques at times as early as 5:30 a.m. Men and women across America are waking up to the state of our city, and all eyes are on Dearborn. I'm a 22-year-old man, but I am willing to give all of myself and even my life to the defense of my land, my people, my Lord, and my future wife and children. My future wife and children deserve to live in a safe and prosperous Metro Detroit like I did growing up. If our region is to continue down the path of Dearborn and Hamtramck, what will become of us? Will our culture be diluted and erased like we are currently witnessing in Europe? The peoples of Europe are the siren call to us here in America. Do not let Islamic culture dominate our own. This is the unfortunate scenario we find ourselves in, but I am proud to be one of the many voices that will warn my fellow countrymen of this impending threat, starting in the city I was born, Dearborn. This city put the world on wheels and helped make the state of Michigan the powerhouse that it is. How then does it fall from such grace? It is because we have let this city be overrun by so-called leaders who don't adhere to the Christian and American values that made the West the greatest society the world has ever known. I will certainly use my voice to defend our way of life, and it shall not be silenced in life or in death. In ending, I say to those of you who will slander my character and drag my name through the press for what I have said here tonight, know this. To be Islamophobic is to fear Islam, and I will never fear it. As the great Nathan Hale once said, I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless all of you, our great nation, and our brothers and sisters across the sea in Europe. Our Lady of the Rosary, pray for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
For more content to help you with your Christian walk, be sure to follow, like, and subscribe.
Women defend Islam when it literally says in the Quran that a woman's testimony is worth half of a man's? Why promote a religion that lets a man strike his wife? Why are we romanticizing the hijab when women in Iran and Pakistan are getting beaten or killed for taking it off? Serious question though, if a system treats you like property, why are you protecting it? Is it fear? Because questioning Islam can get you disowned or killed? Is it identity because walking away means losing your entire family and support system? Or is it like Western feminist hypocrisy where like criticizing Islam is considered racist, even when it's about women's rights? And why do we call something empowering in the West if it's enforced by violence in the East? I'm just asking questions because if a religion makes women second class by design, why are women also the ones trying to recruit other women into it? If you're asking and wondering these same questions, go ahead and follow for more and follow my Substack and YouTube because I go into these things in detail.
living in trash. Oakland PD was called to assess the situation. Officer, I just couldn't believe it. I'm glad you're here, but we just saw a child there. You guys were talking to a child. Is everything okay?
There's people, there's whole families, there's adults, there's juveniles, there's pets.
There are kids living out here.
Yeah, there's kids living in RVs.
So why isn't, like, the state called in to get the kids out of here?
I don't have all those answers for you, all right?
Okay, I appreciate
that. Yeah, for you, sir?
No, but I just want to make, there was a, this child's not being confused.
She's reunited with her mother.
Okay, child got lost?
No, she's not. She's with the mom.
Okay. You've got a mom and her child. How old's your baby?
He is almost a month. Oh, 2 months, actually. You are a month now. Yeah.
And you've been living out here with the baby for how long?
For a minute now. I've been pregnant out here.
All right, so there are children living out here.
There are some children that's living out here.
It's crazy.
Like this young lady, she went into labor. She used to come to one of our shower services because once upon a time last year we did portable shower services.
So you got diapers here, you got bottles, you got tarps.
We went and bought these for her.
Why are there so many kids out here?
If the politicians and the mayor do a little something more than what's being done, then things could change around. Because once upon a time, if they had 12 complaints or more on a property that wasn't being taken care of, Alameda County was supposed to seize that property.
As you can see, I am very tired. And not really too much for him. He's great. It's just this environment is tiring.
How long have you been in Oakland?
Almost 2 years now.
2 years now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I came here to take care of my auntie, and then she, kind of bailed out. And then I just been here.
You couldn't get back home to New Orleans?
I don't want to. I lost everything there. My dad, my big brother, it's not home anymore. So, and I wanted to see more before I die. You know, like, it's so beautiful out here. Y'all sunsets and sunrises are the most beautiful I've ever seen so far in my travels.
This is, again, another sad state of affairs here in Oakland, California, where you have homeless encampments, RV encampments, on pretty much every single corner. This has been just normalized, yet this is a tragedy on America's streets, and the crisis has exploded out of control.
أحببته منذ أن أحسست نبضاته تجتاح.
Hey, yo, guys, back. Hey, back.
this what you're seeing on your screen right now is not another country. It's America. And this little gathering here of Muslims was in the city of Irving, Texas, where two Sharia law courts are operating and have already ruled on over 300 cases. Now, do you understand how serious this Islam problem is, America? Yes, two Islamic tribunals operate in the United States, functioning as voluntary arbitration panels, applying Sharia law and Sharia principles in civil disputes like divorce and inheritance. This is how it starts. Just like the UK, slow at first. And then boom, it's here. These setups comply with Texas arbitration laws, but according to the Constitution of the United States of America, there is no other law allowed in the land except for the Constitution. And if this wasn't bad enough, the NYPD is teaching people how to wear hijabs. This speaks for itself. It's a soft takeover, one step at a time. And this is how they do it. What are you going to do about it?
Looking for another 100,000 ladies wearing hijabs in the near future as an NYPD.
Yeah, well, they haven't trespassed. Hello, my friends. That seems like nice designer subsidized clothing you have there. Would any of you like to give a comment towards the fact that the final injunction was failed and you're allowed to stay here?
Are you opposed to security, my friend, yeah? You're security, yeah?
Yeah.
You are security, so where's your badge?
I'm not allowed to...
Officer, you just heard him.
You're not allowed to.
He's security, yes. He's opposed to security, hasn't got an SAA badge on display.
That's an arrestable offence, no?
So, of course, the Bell Hotel, the injunction was failed and these people are still allowed to be here. My original arrest actually listed this as their residence, so it's a bit more permanent than a hotel. Of course, these places aren't made for long-term accommodation, so I think that firstly, this is the failed project of multiculturalism on display, a barricaded, once nice hotel now being used to exploit the most vulnerable within society, and you now have the improper use of these places to facilitate the mass importation of these foreign criminals.
Is this reminiscent of anything that you've seen in London or in the UK?
Yeah, so I left the UK 10 years ago because I saw this taking over. Unfortunately, I don't believe that Islam is compatible with the West. And as much as they want to assimilate and respect the law of the land, their women are still covered. They still do not have as many rights as Western women. I don't feel safe in these communities if I was walking through there alone. I do feel safe in Poland. The problem is the governments, they don't stand up for the people of the country. So my family were in the UK for generations and we felt abandoned by our government. We felt as if they were protecting the asylum seekers and the migrants over the citizens, the natural born citizens.
I'm making this announcement on Friday, November 21st, 2025. And this is the biggest sale in the history of our sponsor, Bigly, thealexjonesstore.com, with the very best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel. Right now, until next Friday, you can get any of the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, and they're all the best, the turmeric, the list goes on and on. Where you get one bottle of whatever supplement you want, and then you can pick any other supplement you want. So you can buy a supplement that costs way less than one of the other supplements and get that even more expensive, more, quote, high-end product because it has more ingredients free with it. This is a massive deal. And every day we're running flash sales that change each day on top of it. We're doing this because we know a lot of you have been on the fence about the products. You've heard the rave reviews. We know if you use them, you're going to love them. You'll be a repeat customer. So some of these are a loss leader. We're also doing it for the fans that have supported us so much so you get a better deal. But bottom line, we're fundraising right now. The bad guys are very close to shutting down InfoWars. They have the state receiver in. They're setting up an auction sometime the next month. I'll imagine it'll be like the federal auction where they don't let good guys try to bid. I'm not accusing of anything wrong yet, but we're just going to see what happens. Let's just say this. I don't have any faith that good guys will keep us on the air and be allowed to bid. So I expect we'll be shut down by the new year. But that's okay because we've got the Gallup Shows Network. We've got all these new systems thanks to your support that have been set up and even more being built. But that's why the support is so critical at TheAlexRosore.com, because it doesn't just fund InfoWars, as we fight to stay on here, but the new infrastructure. So it is critical to take action. Again, I don't own TheAlexRosore.com. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. Bigly does. And so I'm just going to work there, be the news director, and we're going to continue on. And they can attack me till the cows come home, but we are going to continue to fight. The only variable of myself and my crew staying in the fight, because we'll never give up, never back down, never give in. We could give out. Is you supporting us while you get great products at the same time. So now's the time to take action. You see the crescendo of the forces of good versus evil just rising against each other as it always does historically. We're in this major time of change, the fourth turning. The Democrats are calling for open civil war, saying Trump's a tyrant, telling the military not to follow any of his orders. This is a time we need to stay on the air. Whether it's InfoWars, the Alex Jones Network, you know the coordinates. You share them everywhere. You take the clips. You take the articles. You take the video links. And that will change the world. But to keep us on air, we need the money so we sell you great products that really work. So it's a symbiotic relationship. Just like a good restaurant wants to have good service, high-quality food at reasonable prices. So you want to come back. There's a line out the door. The restaurant with nobody going in it shuts down because they have crappy service. You've just got to come into our restaurant. You just got to come in and try the Ultra Methylene Blue or the CMOS or the other products and see how great it is. That's why we're saying buy one bottle, get any other bottle you want free and other huge discounts right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. This is the most critical moment in InfoWars 28 years. These are great products, so take action now. Action is the essence of victory. That's why we've come so far together. You're the reason the InfoWars has existed. It will continue on despite a URL because I am the InfoWars. You are the InfoWar. We are the InfoWar. We are telling the truth and taking on their lies and winning. And yeah, they're striking back. And boy, we're in the thick of a big war here, but you can see they're losing. To paraphrase Patton, if you're tired and you're hungry, you've been fighting for days, just know this, the other guy you're fighting is even more tired and more hungry. So punch and fight that much harder in the InfoWar. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com and God bless you all. Said thousands of times, and I've said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes 5-6 times when I'm talking to him, please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8-9 years ago and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors or most of them and all the evidence, and you hear him more and more saying, the Democrats are kamikazes. It's all on purpose. They hate America. They're Satanists. They want to bring us down. It's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth. And when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're so incompetent. Yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. So this is what they do. They're scum, the opposite of competence, the opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence, because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, ha, 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 ha. And as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true. because it's true.
Because they love rubbing it in. Well, of course now San Francisco's had crime growing out 98% in the last month, and it's totally clean. Yeah, we could have done it all along. But we ain't doing it for you, you dumb sacks of garbage. If the globalists are successful and we're in a giant collapse depression and you leftists are starving to death later, just remember you and your bosses did this. We're going back to feudalism, which is the most common political system in history, where the elites all over the world, whether it was in Africa or Asia or Europe or Mesoamerica, they kept people starving and under control and super poor so that they could never move out of that lower slave class. And America has been about getting rid of that. Doesn't mean we've been perfect, but damn it, we've done the best job. And they want to flush that down the toilet. Ooh, ah! And they're close to crashing the whole thing. And it's going to crash the whole world economy with 9 billion people, and all the actuaries are clear. War, carnage. I mean, it's just going to be hell, whole world. And the globalists said they're engineering it. They believe they'll bring in their world government through that. But a lot of experts went, no, actually, you're all going to get destroyed, too. That's why a lot of elites said, pull back, it's too crazy, don't do it. Exactly. Even if you're evil and agree with the plan, it won't work. It's over. Disengage it now. It may already be too late. Trump's trying to save us, but you won't get out of the way.
Immigration has increased in Europe and the UK. So has the crime rates. So has rapes, murders, molestation of children. It's very dangerous. And unfortunately, their cultures are vastly different to ours. We need to be extremely careful how we tread and integrate Islam into the West, if at all. But personally, I think that it's happening too fast and at such a huge number that we're unable to actually control it. And we should be able to control our countries. These are our countries, first and foremost. Brits founded America. They brought over Western values. They brought the Constitution. The UK doesn't even have the Constitution, unfortunately, at this point. They are governed by the Human Rights Act from the UN, but that does not protect free speech. So really, the only place in the world that Christians are protected and your free speech is protected is America. And that's why I say God bless the Constitution and God bless America. This is the best country in the world.
President Trump, send ICE into Dearborn. These people have overstayed their visas. They're H-1B chain migration invaders, and they have come to this country to destroy our way of life. We know exactly your laws in your book about lying to our faces, pretending to be Americans, wearing your suits. We don't want you here. Respectfully, get the fuck out of my country. I don't want you here. We don't want you here. I don't want you here. I don't want you here. You guys are not us, and get the fuck out. America first. America only. God bless America. Jesus is king. Jesus is king.
Thank you.
Jesus is king.
Chambers.
Surrender.
You fucking swine.
Back down. This is what Muslim America wants us to do. They want us to cower. Christians, stand up. Stand tall. America, across this country, rise up just like we did today in Dearborn, in Texas, in Florida, and the rest of the country. Christ is king, boys.
You would think this is the Middle East. You would think. This has to be reversed. You would have never seen this 20, 30 years ago. It's in Italy. I mean, it's imperative we reverse all this. Especially in Europe. Oh, This has, in my view, no place in Europe. Europe was built on Christian morals, teachings. If you want to bring Islam into that, you're changing what Europe is fundamentally. Plus, you can't have, this is what people don't understand, you can't have two different groups of people that think differently, living in harmony. You can look at, if you want to see how Muslims and Christians interact, look where Muslims and Christians live together. You look at North Africa, there is constant conflict and persecution based on religion. In France, Islamists commit terror attacks, kill people. Same thing in Ireland. There was a man who beheaded two gay guys. It's so foolish, this idea that everyone can live together in harmony. You have to prove that, because there are countless examples out there proving the opposite.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. Deporting families after they've resettled here because their country is deemed safe is simply wrong. Could the Home Secretary tell us how the government determines what a safe country is, and will she publish the criteria? And given that she mentioned the DRC earlier, is she really saying it is a safe country over there? And will she also publish all existing returns agreements so that members of this House and indeed the British public can properly scrutinise them? I have done the reading and it's not in the detail.
Home Secretary.
Well, we already do safe country reviews, so we would seek to continue that. They are publicly available in terms of our position on different countries, and in fact mostly passed through secondary legislation in this House. I make no apology for a system that will privilege in the future those who come to this country through a safe and legal route rather than those who pay people smugglers thousands of pounds and end up in the north of France instead. And the point on visa sanctions is related to the fact that many countries do not comply with us when we seek to return people lawfully to their own countries. And this is just one of the tools that we have at our disposal to have compliance with those countries so that they do take their own people back.
Iqbal Mohammed.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. Given the UK's historical and ongoing involvement in unlawful military interventions alongside allies such as the United States and Israel, how does the Home Secretary assess the correlation between these foreign policy actions and wars and the displacement of populations resulting in increased numbers of refugees and asylum seekers arriving in the UK? And what steps will her government make toward proactive peace-building initiatives and the restoration of overseas humanitarian aid, which could address the root causes of displacement and reduce the long-term pressures on our asylum system?
Home Secretary.
Well, the government always plays its full part in peace processes wherever we can. We put our shoulder to the wheel on the delicate and diplomatic efforts that are required to bring conflicts to an end. But that is not actually what is relevant for what we're discussing today. We have a broken system today. We have thousands of people stuck in the system today. And we have thousands of people coming on boats through the north of France through reasons that are nothing to do with the British government. But we still fulfil our international obligations, and we will do so going forward as well. But I make no apology for wanting to move to a system where we incentivise safe and legal routes instead.
What's wrong with being five foot two, bitch?
I'm
You know, it was very clear internally, you can't hire white men. Or if you do, there's a lot of friction to hire white men. Put it that way. Like, is it impossible? Maybe not. But, you know, sometimes that was explicitly stated. It was certainly very obvious. You have to go out of your way to not hire white guys. And my sons are white guys. So I'm like, what am I doing? I'm building a company. I'm fortifying a future that is going to censor and exclude my sons from employment. Like, this is not the future I want to build. And, you know, as the scales sort of fell from my eyes, and like, I have to admit, like, it was convenient for me to not notice these things. I was getting paid a lot of money, you know, like, so I'm at the top of the list of people who need to reexamine their motives. But as I started really looking at this, I was like, wow, you know, a lot has come out, you know, recently a great book called Apple in China has come out, which is about the role that Apple has played in growing the Chinese economy. It's estimating, you know, possibly $1 trillion has been invested by Apple alone in Chinese manufacturing since 2008. That's a very, very big deal. You know, what's happened to our cities? Well, China's cities have ballooned and with these new skylines. Cut!
School, but you can put a damn prayer room for the Muslims in the public schools and nobody says anything? You want to talk about hate? You want to talk about bias? That would be a sign of it. Meanwhile, the call to prayer five times a day in neighborhoods, churches are closing, can't ring the church bells, but you got the call of prayer. This is not integration. This is replacement. One subsidized apartment at a time. That's what's happening here. Then you go to Dearborn, Michigan. 110,000 people, more than half of them are Middle Eastern descent. Vast majority of them Muslim. The largest mosque in North America. The city council dominated by Muslim officials. They just named a street after a terrorist.
Muhammad was kicked out of Mecca around 622 AD, and he goes to Medina, which was a Jewish city, and the Jews let him in as a Muslim immigrant. He goes into the minority neighborhoods, begins to get a following. His following grows. He gets involved in politics, and he insists that the Jews make a treaty with him. Now he's a political leader. And then he allows his followers to rob caravans headed back to Mecca, and he becomes a military leader. And so within 5 years of Muhammad coming into the Jewish city of Medina, there's not a Jew left in the city of Medina. They were chased out, killed, or enslaved. And so it's a three-step process. Come in as an immigrant, go into minority neighborhoods, and build a political political following and get involved in politics. And then you have random outbreaks of violence that drive out the previous inhabitants of the neighborhood, and they take over neighborhood by neighborhood, city by city, country by country. There's a 1,400-year track record to watch this happening. I put it in a book called What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islam in the United States. So crime going up is their goal. Why? Because if crime goes up in the big city, pro-family people and pro-small business people leave. Well, they're a higher percentage Republican. Who's left in the city? More people on welfare. They're a higher percentage Democrat. And so when crime goes up, the Democrats get a monopoly on city politics. And in election years, whoever wins the big city wins the state. Whoever wins the state gets all the electoral votes. Presidents elected by electoral votes. So this is their goal. They want to go into the cities and have crime go up so that the Republicans leave. If they win that big city, they win the whole state, and then they can take the country.
That we're here for a reason. I don't believe that it's an accident that all Muslims from around the world are here in the United States of America. You Muslims, as individuals, I'm talking to each one of you, every one of you, brothers and sisters, to get this, that my responsibility to come here is not just to get a good job, not just to get a profession, not just to make money. Yes, do that. Get a good job, a profession, education, get all of that. But in the back of your mind, it must be to deliver the mission. And we got to spread this message to the American people. That's our job. We, as Muslims, must begin to challenge the status quo. You have to change the laws. She became the first Muslim in New York City, traffic control, wearing full hijab. She set the precedent. Others came after her. Why? Because she challenged the existing law. If you study all the great prophets, they never gave in, but they challenged the status quo. We have to start challenging the status quo. This is your choice. You go there and say, listen, I want a gas station, but I don't want to sell alcohol. Don't make me sell alcohol.
This is applicable only in an Islamic state and not in this country. How do I convince them that it is a universal law?
No. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran to Prophet Muhammad alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was total darkness, and the light began to change because the Prophet alayhi salam in his ummah began to implement step by step and step by step until we had everything.
I know you guys come out here to preach, and that's no problem at all. The reason we've been called is we got a report just saying that the volume of it was a bit loud and it was distressing some of the people on the high street. So we've just been asked to come out and remind you guys to be mindful of volume. So
I don't want to speak on my own behalf. These two are witnesses, they've been here the whole time. Has the volume been loud?
No.
Get them on it as well. Has it been loud?
No. I think the issue that was raised was there was a couple of words that were mentioned, like suicide and the devil, and they said that this was distressing from children that were around. So I think that was the main issue why they called us. And we just wanted to come and make sure everything was all okay. That's why we're here.
Well, I haven't mentioned anything about suicide.
No,
obviously, I mentioned the devil, but like, I haven't mentioned anything, mm-hmm. as they're saying.
I have to say, I've been here the whole time, and that has not been. But it's obviously someone who just is not wanting
the gospel.
And I totally understand that. Obviously, when we get called, we have to come out and make sure that nothing like that is happening, and also make sure all members of the public are okay.
I can honestly say. And this young man, he has such a gentle voice and a gentle delivery. I can assure you that everything is
That's no problem. It was obviously fine as we walked up to see there's no issue. But all we'll do is leave him in reminders to keep the volume at an appropriate level and just be mindful of the topics. With it being so busy on the high street.
We always make sure the volume is less than the buskers.
Sorry?
We always make sure our volume is less than the buskers.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly. That's all I'd ask you to do is just be mindful of it. And that's no problem at all. Is there anything that we can help you with? Are you guys all right?
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
This guy was exercising his right in the United States of America to pray before a baseball game. They decided to do target practice. Thankfully, he lived, he was airlifted, and he...
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're looking for some trouble tonight, take my hand, I'll show you the wild
side. Taking off.
Of 68.3 million, growing at 2.5% annually, significantly higher than the national 0.6%. Over half, 51% as of 2021, are UK-born. Concentration is high in major cities. Birmingham, 30%, Bradford, 25%, and London, 15%. Key growth drivers include a younger population, median age 30 versus national 40, and higher fertility rates, 2.9 children per woman versus the national 1.44, accounting for 10 to 12% of all births. Migration contributes about 60% of growth. Muhammad was the most popular boy's name in England and Wales in 2024, over 6,000 with variants. Projections suggest the Muslim population could reach 13 million, 17%, by 2050, with models estimating a 50% share by century's end if current trends persist.
To the Western leaders, your borders are fading. Your disease is being sucked out, and the unity of the Islamic Brotherhood is taking form. The Sons of Islam have already pledged that this battle is a battle of either victory or martyrdom. We reject your flags, and the call for jihad has started, and it won't be long before it is you that will be feasted upon.
Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big, but I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been. And back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to theallyshowstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right. Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the week and a half before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, get another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, get another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart, get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit theallyshowstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free, that are the top apps, just the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app. Your desktop or phone, you get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more, get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.